It was his silver cigarette case. And resting beneath it, neatly folded, and in a hand as firm and clear as if it had been written in his study, a note addressed to me.
My dear Watson, I write these few lines through the courtesy of Mr. Moriarty, who awaits my convenience for the final discussion of those questions which lie between us. I am pleased to think that I shall be able to free society from any further effects of his presence, though I fear that it is at a cost which will give pain to my friends, and especially, my dear Watson, to you. I have already explained to you, however, that no possible conclusion to my career could be more congenial to me than this. Indeed, if I may make a full confession, I was quite convinced that the letter from Myrigan was a hoax. I made every disposition of my property before leaving England and handed it to my brother Mycroft. Pray give my greetings to Mrs. Watson and believe me to be, my dear fellow, very sincerely yours, Sherlock Holmes.
There can be little doubt that a personal contest between the two men ended, as it could hardly fail to end, in their reeling over, locked in each other's arms, into that fearful torrent. There, deep down in that dreadful cauldron of swirling water and seething foam, will lie for all time the most dangerous criminal and the foremost champion of the law of their generation. In an incoherent and deeply inadequate fashion, I have tried to give some account of my many strange experiences in the company of the world's first and only private consulting detective. But now, with a heavy heart, I lay down my pen. These have been the last words in which I shall ever record the singular gifts of my friend, Mr. Sherlock Holmes, whom I shall ever regard as the best and the wisest man whom I have ever known.
In The Final Problem, Sherlock Holmes was played by Clive Medicine and Dr. Watson by Michael Williams, with Michael Pennington as Professor James Moriarty, Frederick Treves as Colonel Moran, Sean Arnold as Inspector Patterson, Anne Windsor as Mrs. Collier, Jane Whittenshaw as Jenny, Dr. Watson's maid, Terence Edmund as Peter Steiler, Richard Pierce as Lockwood, Alan Barker as Walmsley, and Norman Jones as Sir George. The violinist was Leonard Friedman. The Final Problem was dramatized for radio by Bert